Rowan has burst forth from the well in what had once been Tix's hometown out here in the Glass Sea. Its burnt and charred remains covered in dust and the glass of years worth of storms. Rowan, you have with you water from the Marigold River. After crawling through filth and poison and shit, you have retrieved the purest, most golden liquid you have ever seen before. But unfortunately, you have only managed to bring back enough for one person. The rest of you are all standing there, having dropped the rope that you used to help haul your friend up. I believe it was 400 something feet of rope. It was something ridiculously long.
We like tied a whole bunch of pieces together.
Yeah.
Yes. That has been dropped to the wayside, and we find ourselves here standing around as Shovel 14 comes over and goes clunk with the top of the lid and puts it over, and from the other side you can hear a kind of banging noise of the Alcep larva that had been crawling up after Rowan.
Oh, that's horrible.
You did it.
That's horrible.
Do you need healing?
I'm fine.
I think she needs a bath.
Yeah,
Bath in the pouch? Like in that room, is there a bath in there?
There is not a bath inside of the pouch, but
there's just a bidet on the floor. There's just a hole in the bidet.
A bidet.
A bidet.
Yeah, is there a toilet in there?
There's just a mysterious hole in the wall, though.
That's a fun game show. Hole in the wall. That's what that's about.
That's just setting our age, though.
Yeah, that is kind of aging us, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's cool. Okay, so water. You have it, yeah?
Yeah, well, some.
Okay.
Then I'll throw it at Rolik.
In the axe.
In the axe, yeah. You managed to just catch it, the blade, right in front of your eyes.
Is it a real blade?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
You owe me.
I'm gonna cast healing word on Rowan. I'm so sorry. You get 9.
You take damage. Really I rolled board. Actually, you lose health.
This is something that has come up a couple of times in my head, but I wanted to step out of game real quick and ask you guys how you feel about it for a new home rule.
Okay.
When we are in combat, it makes sense. You're a little rushed. You gotta jump and you gotta cast your spells. Bam, 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 bam. But if we're out of combat and it doesn't look like we're about to get into it, if you're not stressed, let's say by a ship hanging upside down in the Aurora, or you're falling 500 feet out of the stratosphere, I feel spells like that, like healing spells particularly, should just automatically be full if you're out of combat.
So I'm still casting it, I would still use a spell slot, but it would be for the max amount.
It would be for the max amount outside of combat. How do we feel
I'm
about
okay
this?
With that.
I'm fine with that.
So if it's max, you would get 14.
Okay. Yeah, because that way I feel like you're taking time, you're being careful with your spell, as opposed to
you're pronouncing the healing word.
Yeah.
Bro.
Heal! And, yeah.
I am almost up to full.
Oh, perfect.
Back to the session.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, roll it. Moment of truth. Yeah, it's fun. I'm tearing.
Chug, 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 chug.
I like how it's obvious that there's only enough for one, and he doesn't even think
for
about it.
For all of our audio listeners out there, Rolik has actually opened a bottle of his own water and has
Gamer sup.
Sorry,
sponsor us, Gamer sup.
Yeah, y'all.
We want our own flavor.
I buy so much of your shit. Please.
Can we get our own flavor?
Please. Use the discount code THH at checkout.
Tally ho tincher.
What is it? What is Badger's? We can pick other codes, right?
Guacamole Badger. Gamer Fuck.
Is it just Badger? Use code Badger for 10% off. Use code Grizzy for 10% off. Use code, what is it, 30 now for free shipping, I think
what?
It is.
Shit, what? I didn't know this. Plugging other people.
I used that one.
All right. Why didn't you tell me?
You're fucking welcome, other people.
But yeah, he's currently drinking his own water to symbolize that he's drinking the water in the game.
By the way, I totally thought about Nevis and everything, but I'm selfish moment. I've been pursuing this for years.
That's understandable.
And I'm, 9 years away from death? if I don't die before that.
Understandable. Yep.
Watch him go through all this and then
you
the next battle.
You guzzle down the water from the Marigold River, and at first, you don't really feel anything, and then there's just a boom, as like your whole, like
it fucking explodes. I was not meant to transcend above my mortal fucking age.
Your body just can't contain it. Dead. New character. Now, there is a boom from inside of you and a swirl of wild magic as the dust begins to pick up, and you guys are kind of caught in this as it, like, a dome of, like, sand and glass sort of, like, forms around Rulik, and he is lifted up.
I'm becoming like Fire God Liu Kang.
He's raised me
up. Into the air. And there's this surge of just vitality and life that sort of flows out from your stomach and, like, down to the tips of your fingers and to your toes. Your feathers regain, like, some of, like, their lost color and shine.
Hey, let's go!
They become, like, a much, like, your reds or a deeper red, your blues, even bluer blue.
Your hangovers won't kill you anymore.
Hey, my back won't hurt anymore.
Your back kind of goes... And you stand up, like, almost an extra, like, inch as, like, it straightens out, your vertebrae separating, and you feel almost...
Dude, I'm now at 5'1".
...light on your feet. And as you do, this is sort of swirl of magical energy that is sort of radiating out from you. He's sort of, like, his eyes are glowing, little lightning bolts kind of zapping off of his fingers, and...
What did you give him?
As this is all happening, you guys start to see, like, sort of, like, almost like figures in the swirling dust, and you see sort of images from Rulik's life kind of made out of, like, the dust and the sand sort of swirling around him as he is pulling in more vitality.
I pull out my sword.
Is his
life
flashing
by the eyes? Like,
no.
We are tripping together.
You do, actually.
Guys, the highlight reel. It's the clip episode.
Oh my god.
You actually see
your life is flashing before your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
A younger Rulik, and he is kneeling down next to another Arakakra.
Nice.
And you just hear a faint, almost like a mother's voice singing to Rulik.
New traumatic memory unlocked.
Rulik, please don't cry for me. My precious son, you'll always be.
Oh no. We come
from a place far away. Up over hills and sky it lay. Our home is from up above, filling the night sky with its love. We are Alorto's children. Ruler, please don't cry for me, my precious son.
She's dying.
Oh, shit.
Help.
Wait, was that actually her dying?
That was her dying, yes.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Yep. That's why she's telling you not to cry.
Was Daddy there?
He was not.
Oh, no!
Wait, why? Oh, okay.
So we all have parent issues.
My origin story has been retconned.
Don't worry, my origin story was also retconned a while ago, so don't worry.
Oh. I don't have parent issues. I don't think
well,
I do either.
Well, the three of us do. Because we don't know our parents, and his mother died before his eyes. So.
Well, like, from a game mechanics perspective,
Yes. Please
add 5 additional years to your lifespan.
Yay!
+1 permanently to your constitution score.
Oh!
And for the next 24 hours, you have advantage on constitution saves and death saving throws.
Yay!
You are also now glowing a faint yellow.
Ew, dope. It's the pea color.
Do I notice anything? Like,
why'd you have
cereal?
To make it flame? I was like, dope, I am a god. I am a golden god. No, now I'm a pee-pee board. Thanks.
My god, it's the correct color and everything. It's the correct hue. You're dehydrated, bud.
Yeah,
he
you need to drink some water.
Say yellow, not
drink some more water.
It is more of a golden light.
Thank you. To clarify, you're saying if I have a +1 to my constitution, I now have a +2, or I'm taking my 12
so if
constitution
your
making it
13. If your constitution score is currently 12 right now,
yes. It
is now 13.
Okay.
Do I notice anything ethereal going on with him?
His soul seems a bit larger than it was before. He seems very, he seems younger. Years.
Am I technically younger?
You.
Or am I still 21?
Did you reset as. You are still 21, okay. But your maximum lifespan has been increased by 5.
So
do the math on that. You're like basically how you would have been in like when you were 18-ish.
So Rolik, right. In 5 years, all you have to do is go on the same exact adventure.
Do I know that it's 5 years? Right. Do I know that it's 5 years that I have?
About that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a...
Fuck. That was great.
So did it work?
I have... Hold on, let me do the math.
I sure hope so.
Like 5 more years.
Okay.
Which is an improvement. It's an improvement. I feel like I'm 18, which is kind of cool.
It's a temporary fix.
Listen, if we can... Not here. But since we're going to Valoon, if we can find the source, the one that the elite's using, might take another swig.
Probably.
I must say, I did not think you could have any more color to your feathers, but
oh boy,
you look quite impressive.
I know, right?
We get the bag out. Boy.
Yeah, I guess we do, yeah.
You guys don't know about that.
No, we don't know. No, but we could put you in there and look like, do your thing.
As this is happening, you feel a sort of like shiver and a brrrr against your hip where you keep your lamp. Just a brrrr, the lamp begins to vibrate and shiver, and then there's a burst of purple smoke that erupts out, kind of flows over the ground at your feet, bulges up, and disappears. And laying there on the ground in front of you, is a fruit basket.
What?
Fruit basket!
What?
With a card.
Did Toby leave me a gift?
With a little card.
I'm gonna take the card.
You take the card? All right. I'm gonna take the little card off of it. And it's a little, it almost looks like it's not personalized. Like he's got a lot of these.
He's got a secretary.
Yes. Yes, it's a Toby. Extends his regards on the addition of your increased lifespan. We look forward to working with you further. We apologize for not being able to come to this event in person. We wish you a happy extended life. Dobie.
So while he's reading that card, I'm gonna get down on my hands and knees and look at this fruit.
Okay.
What's in the basket?
There are pineapples.
Yeah, I get like here.
Pineapples, grapes. There's a couple of small melons, a few apples, pears, and plums. All good things.
Very sneakily grab like 3 grapes.
All right.
I'm gonna walk right over, grab a pineapple. Like I fucking deserve this, and then walk away.
Yeah, you do.
And I've got like
take as much as you want. Thank you. All right. Well.
For context, Rowan just flipped Rolik off.
That seems unnecessary.
For all our audio listeners out there,
go down the well and do what I do, and then we could talk.
I think we'd die if we went down.
I mean, we might. Exactly. So shut up.
It's almost tested.
Well, takes a grape. Should we keep looking around or?
What else were we supposed to do?
I don't know. What were we doing besides this?
I think we were just here to look at the well.
I think that
I know. I have something I would like to do. I don't know.
Oh, you want to go through trauma too? All right, let's go.
Let's traumatize our characters. If you guys want to come with, you can. But I know I have to go do something while I'm here.
Okay, Shovel 14, if you could just hold them down there, please. We'll take a look. Nevis is going to follow you.
Okay.
Dicks.
I don't know if everyone else is.
I will also follow.
Yeah.
This is what we see here on our map, so just kind of tell me where you want to go. These are the things that you guys can see with your just passive perceptions if you need to investigate things.
So I am going to take them all to the building where I died. I don't know specifically. Like, where's the greenhouse on this map?
The greenhouse?
Yeah.
Did I die over here?
It's over here.
No.
It's in the northeast of
the stench of death, okay. I recognize.
Well, no. Since I didn't know how the map looked going into this, I was just going to just say where I was taking you. But if the greenhouse is over there, then I'm going to take you to, like, a house. Or I guess a few sticks that are hanging out, because I'm assuming that's just kind of like the frame
over here?
The house. There would be houses around there.
There are houses all over this place.
Then, yeah.
This is not the full zoom out.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be near, because, yeah.
I will.
Sorry, y'all are going to get a little backstory with this.
Go for it.
Yeah, no. Around where the greenhouse is, there's just going to be what used to be a two-story building, as you can see by the structure of it.
Yeah.
And they're gonna kind of walk in and sit off to the side a little bit where the door frame is. They're gonna walk to the side and they're gonna sit down. They're gonna just sit there for a second. They're gonna go spot right here.
Before you say anything.
Yeah. I'm gonna put my hands on the door frame, pop my head around.
Mm-hmm.
Other way, because I didn't see where you went.
Yeah.
And go, what are you doing? what is this place?
It's so funny because that's where I was gonna
say. I know, that's why I said hold on. This spot right here, actually, is where I died.
That's a lot of blood.
What?
I'm sorry, are you a zombie?
No, I'll get there.
Funny story, they used to eat brains.
I still
do. You used to eat brains?
Right? I forgot
I
about that.
I still have it, it's just not prepped.
Oh, I thought forgot that wasn't a thing that.
No, I don't have Phantasmal Killer anymore.
I guess it's funny because Mondo doesn't know that.
So no,
what the fuck?
The genuine shock on Mondo.
Right, she doesn't down. Know, it's just you a, two don't know, so
that's a brain.
And they don't know, so I feel like this was a perfect way to get me to tell my backstory.
They were always dead. So, the brains were dead.
So,
Yeah. They were live brains.
No, well, they're...
That doesn't make it any they're better!
They're not a monster.
You've never eaten a brain before?
No!
I did definitely used to be.
Why does Nevis have an accent?
No. I don't know.
Nevis has an accent, but not that accent, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's been a while.
I don't know anymore.
Why does she sound like a nanny?
What's that saying?
She's old.
That's why I'm old.
She's old. She can't be young.
All right, continue.
Oh, man, is she about to be a cradle robber since I got younger?
What the fuck was that noise? My that was, sanity leaving.
That's what
leaving.
Nevis's laugh sounds like.
That's my
Wait,
sanity
what did you say?
Leaving.
A cradle robber?
Cradle robber.
Yeah.
Never heard that term
no.
before.
Hang on, that needs to be written.
Cradle robber.
I can't take ownership for that joke.
Also, before we get too deep, Rulik handed Rowan a hygiene kit, so she's been kind of like rinsing herself.
I've also been using mage hand.
You have a hygiene kit?
Yeah, I bought one and I think it was Geert or whatever.
I believe so.
Nice, alright.
I was like, I'm getting older, I need to...
You have to take care of yourself.
Alright, so continue, Tix.
Hold on, Tix is still writing down. Looking around, this is a two-story stone structure that used to have many large window panes sort of surrounding the building, the whole sort of hold everything in. Most of what you see right now has collapsed, and it is no longer present. You are sort of seeing only what I'm going to just sort of call the main living quarters area of the building, which had proper stone walls. It is only a single story here. It was attached to the greenhouse, and that is currently where they are sitting. Looking around, the floor is very cracked. There's skeletons and blood and moldering barrels.
It's very
and
funny.
Broken
As
furniture.
They said this is where I died, I said, oh, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah, so, yeah. As soon as I was like finishing that sentence, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Tix, is this your blood?
It might be. I'm gonna be honest.
Was that a was that a traumatically loaded question? I kind of just jumped in without thinking.
No, it probably is, because right over there, and they're gonna kind of like point to the left and say that over there is where the greenhouse used to be.
Hmm.
And that was kind of my comfort spot when I was overwhelmed and didn't know where to go. I would kind of go in there because it was quiet. And it was warm, and it just kind of helped me think. But one day, fire, and explosion. I didn't know how to stop it, so I was kind of just waiting for it to happen, because maybe I could stop it before it came, but obviously it didn't. So when I saw the fire, I immediately had to run and try to get Nina out, because she's older and can't move as well, so I kind of figured she was stuck in here still. So I ran in, and I guess I got to her in the nick of time, because I saved her, but I saved her the exact same way. I don't remember if you guys remember way back then. You two probably don't.
I don't remember.
The avalanche, when I tried to cover you, your body, and they're going to point to roll it with mine. It's kind of how I saved her. Only thing is it worked. And she didn't get hurt, and I did. And that's kind of how I died. And then that's when
Sargon came, told me for that I could get my life back.
Who's Sargon?
I don't know.
Okay. You look like you want to say something.
Who killed you?
Whoever burnt down this village.
And I don't have any way to figure that out.
Why I'm here. I figured after 20 years this would be easier to do, but it's not.
Do you want to look around and try to figure that out?
I want to offer Tix a hug.
Stay there, just wait.
Okay.
Because I'm going to try something.
I'm going to keep my arms open.
Yes, I'm going to try something.
I am going to open my arms too.
I'm going to try something, and I need you all to stay out there because this might hurt you because it's going to be new.
Andre's just going to sit there and pick at his sleeve.
We're just going to go T-pose outside.
I don't know because this is something that I've never done before, so I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Sorry, I got to...
Okay. Nevis is God. Crying. Okay.
All right, there we go.
You guys go explore. I'm gonna take a long ride. Oh yeah, I guess I'll give her a hug then.
And I'm going to say to you, it's not your fault.
Shit, Mondra's gonna walk away because he doesn't know how.
Mondra doesn't do this.
Mondra doesn't know how to respond to this.
Rowan is also gonna be that shit sucks. Bye.
It kind of is my fault, but thank you for telling me it's not.
You were a child.
It was 20 years ago. I wasn't a child.
Oh, you weren't a child? Oh, I thought you were a child.
No, if it was 20 years ago.
That was your fucking notch.
It was 20 years ago, so I would probably be like 130. So I'm a little bit of a.
Oh, really? I was like, all right. Get the 35 over here. I'm still fucking... I'm not over that yet. All right. That struck a nerve. Sorry. That's not your fault. That's me. That's me. That's my issue.
That's my trauma. But they're going to walk out of this building because they're not going to be able to sleep in here.
Walk out past the skulls and the blood and all of the broken and burned parts of... Not looking. Okay. Bold choice. But okay.
I will look because I'm walking past them and I want to see.
This is a trauma place for them. They are going to take in as little information about this place as possible.
I will look because Mondor is just curious.
Okay, curious Mondor. Looking around here by the broken and burned Greyhounds in the upper right-hand corner of our battle map, you can see... what looks to be several deceased individuals, but as you are looking at them, I would like you to please roll me investigation to sort of investigate the bodies here and see if you can learn anything about them.
It wouldn't matter if I did it. And I don't have my exhaustion after I do this.
All right, I'm gonna find a better.
14.
Do you want to meditate in the pouch?
That would probably be easier. Be quiet.
Yeah.
A 14 is plenty. You sort of kneel down and you're kind of, I'm guessing you have like a stick. Knife out, a stick? It's a stick. All right, yeah, you go.
Stick out. I need one for you. Stick.
You're poking through the bones.
Yeah. Takes and like, this is a traumatic place for me. This is where my whole village died. Munder?
This is where my village died. This is where I died. And Ronda's like, woo!
Come on, do something. This is where my parents died, Raphael.
Cowabunga. Actually.
As you are poking and prodding through them, you notice that most of the bones here aren't burned at, like, all.
What?
And
what?
That most of them, in fact, appear to be... I'm just kidding. It looks like a, like, cut about.
Slaughtered?
Slaughtered is a good word.
Oh, no.
But they also don't look like they've been sitting here for 20-plus years.
Oh, they look new.
Okay, so Mondra's gonna stand up.
So there's no, like, meat on the bones?
No, that's open scratch. Clean? Okay. They are picked clean. But there is what looks to be... dried blood here that probably would not have lasted 20 years.
Alright, so I'm gonna go up to Tix.
I'm climbing into the pouch.
Hang on, I'm gonna grab Tix's arm before they go in.
Alright, it's on my hip still. This is very awkward.
I'm sorry, but
I'll climb out.
Tix, Mondor actually looks like physically nervous to tell you this information.
Yes.
So, I don't think these bodies have been here for 20 years. They look, and they also don't look burned either. They look like somebody slashed them. That's the best way I can say it.
14 slashing damage on that bone.
Slashed them.
If I look at the bones, I would like to like.
He's like picking at his.
So their eyes are gonna widen. They're gonna go, okay. Yeah. And they're gonna pick up a bone. Can I tell how old they are?
Oh, you just picked it up.
Trauma be damned.
Listen, if these bodies haven't been here for long, I want to know how long they've been here so I can tell what is happening.
Okay, give me a medicine check.
And I have to do this at disadvantage because I'm having exhaustion.
Medicine is wisdom, by the way.
Okay, at least
I
still
can
have...
I help?
You can use the help action if you want.
Okay.
So then
you are rolling at advantage, and disadvantage cancel each other.
Yeah. So I'm just straight rolling.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Natural 20.
Wow. Okay.
For a 20
of the night.
For a 23.
First roll.
This is the first roll of the
night. No, I rolled, so
oh, yeah, you look rolled.
At ruined it!
I looked at the bones!
Well.
Rattling bones!
God, this has the same, like, energy as... How are you sorting the moss? By taste? I sort it by color. You are doing it wrong!
What the fuck is that from?
I don't know what that's from.
Oh, it's okay. Never mind.
That's funny, though.
We'll
I
just
like
move
it.
On.
Move on.
All right.
You are looking at the bone that you have picked up, and you kind of go, like, boop, 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 through the air. This bone is, well, if you lick it, it tells you it's bone. It's probably been here on, like, best 5 years. It is clearly an adult's femur that you are holding. It's quite long.
Femur.
Clearly.
And as you glance around at the other corpses at your feet, you do notice that there are bits of tattered cloth that do remind you of your home, like a village, like your group of people, and you start to get the sense that, okay, maybe unlike me, some of them came back.
Okay, now I really want to take this long rest, because instead of going back, I want to go back to where this came from and see who came back and what happened to them. And now they're going to climb in the pouch and take a long rest.
Okay. All right, Tix goes headlong into the pouch.
It's just going to be a 4-hour meditation, because that's all.
That's a lot of time, so we'll move on from you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be asleep.
What's everybody else doing for 4 hours?
The building's on the other side.
This
place is huge.
This place is huge. There is a huge battle map here.
Yeah.
Should we prepare?
Battle map? Don't say that.
That's what it's called.
I guess they're just resting for 4 hours. Mm. What will 4 hours be, like, time-wise in the day? Will that be near night?
Probably be, like, by noon, but, like, you guys have 4 hours to do something, so unless you are sitting, like, with your eyes closed under a rock, please, we're gonna go around, and you're gonna tell me what you're doing.
I was just wondering, should we prepare a base? Because if it was getting close to nighttime,
I would say it would probably be
we
early
afternoon.
We already
had sort of prepared one of the houses.
Yeah.
Maybe just
that was for the horses.
Checking and fortifying it.
Or that was for the park.
Oh, I would put us at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, so I'd probably put us at, like, 2, 3 o'clock by the time we're done here.
Then I think we're fine. We'll have time to do whatever.
If we woke up and it's earlier in the day.
The DM is smiling, so no, we won't have time, but whatever. I'm gonna pretend I didn't see that.
All right, I'm gonna go explore one of the buildings on the other side.
All right. Mondor's gonna go off and explore.
I would like
Rowan
to. Oh.
I'm kind of just.
Fuck you, Vice.
Fuck you, Vice. Rowan, what are you up to?
I'm probably up just like sitting against some kind of like wall or something I could find, just kind of just sitting there crisscrossed.
I'm gonna give you a little marker over by this skull in the northwestern corner.
Yeah.
For where you are.
Sitting there, kind of just like rethinking everything that's happened in the last couple of hours.
Mondor, there are 3 buildings that are clearly visible to you that are still mostly standing to the southwest part from the well. There is also a trail, as you can see, that sort of goes down to the south past other buildings. It looks like it kind of goes up into those cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go? Which of these buildings do you want to go investigate?
The first one.
The first one on the top left? You managed to make your way over here to the top left. I'm going to put you a little green circle here just to indicate where you are.
Do you want to change cars?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Trust me, I do not. You make your way over to this building. You come to it. It is made of natural desert stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather dark. It appears to have a window on the eastern side. The door is closed.
Mm-hmm. Let's try the door.
Okay, and you give it a little shake.
Mm-hmm.
The door does appear to be locked.
Okay, but before I do this, I'm going to push it.
The door does not open. It is not a push-pull door. The door is actually locked.
Are you bringing anyone with you? Or are you just going?
I mean, I can. I'm walking. If you want to come with me, you can come with.
I will come with. I do want to stop by Rowan first.
All right. So while you do that, I'm going to make my way around to the window.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Because you said there was a window.
There is a window. It is broken and battered.
I want to peer inside first before I go inside.
Looking inside, you can see broken furniture covered in dust. Looks like a table, a chair, unkept bed. There is what appears to be a gaping hole in the floor over by the bed, and a large mirror in one corner of the room.
That just doesn't look good to me. Okay, I'm gonna climb in, trying to avoid all the like broken glass and stuff from the window.
Okay, you clamber through the window.
Does Rulik join me at this point, or
just real quick? I'm gonna stop by around, just be like, hey, I know you didn't like jumping into the sewer and all that shit, but I do want to say thank you, and it means so much that you would do that. For someone you barely know. So again, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope to return the favor at some point.
I mean, you know, I was the only one that could do it, so why not? And then, you know.
You weren't obligated to.
No, but, you know. Thank you for not dropping me.
Of course.
And trust building! We like to say it.
Communication.
Alright, so.
Rulik, you make your way over to the door just as Mondor slips into the window.
I'll slip on after.
Okay. They land next to you inside of this room.
Okay, so I'm gonna go check out that mirror quick.
You walk over to the mirror and you peer inside of it. It's rather dusty.
Is there anything on the frame?
A bit of gilding is on the frame, a bit of like silverish, you know, metal, but it's quite tarnished.
I'm gonna turn it to face the wall.
You're gonna turn the mirror to face the wall?
Yep.
Mirror on the wall.
The mirror is actually like hanging on a nail.
Sure.
So you can take it up and you could like turn it around.
I'm gonna kind of place it, I guess, against
on the ground.
The floor.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything on the back?
There is nothing on the back of the mirror. Right. It's just a wooden back.
All right, cool.
How damaged is the mirror?
The mirror is not damaged at all. It just looks like it's in pristine condition.
It's not even dirty?
No, it was dirty. It was dusty.
That's why it scares me. So I'm going to put it there.
I'm going to poke it.
You poke the back of the wooden mirror?
No, the mirror part.
I guess while I hold it, I have it holding before it's I turn like... around.
You leave a faint, you know...
Smudge
on the mirror.
It's weird. Something don't feel right about this.
I thought it was going to be a portal, to be honest.
Something doesn't feel right about this mirror, so I'm going to place it against the wall, facing the wall.
Okay.
Just in case, because the portal idea is definitely
not
a bad one.
You don't want any spooky demons coming out of there.
Yeah, no, we don't. And if they're going to come out of it, they're going to hit the wall. So, and then now, I'm going to turn around and walk over to the hole. But I'm going to keep a decent amount of distance and just kind of go see what I can see.
Roll your perception.
11.
11?
Yes.
You peer over into the hole, and as you do so, there's a faint, like, patter of, like, kind of rocks or something, and you see for a moment a glimpse of reptilian eyes.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna jump backwards, probably stumble over my own feet and fall on my butt.
You fall against Rulik.
Oh my god. There's something down there.
Something?
It looks like a lizard. Because I don't know what reptile is. I don't know what reptile is, so I'm just going to say lizard. Looks like a lizard. Okay.
I don't know how he got turtles.
Ninjutsu action! It's a head of a town! Sorry.
It's a shell.
It's a shell of a town.
Ah, fudge. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, you just made it dirty.
It's fine. We're avoiding copyright. Look out for Shredder.
Fucking Shredder.
Where? Let's get back on track.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
You stumbled against him.
Yep, stumbled against him. We both probably either fall or he catches me. I'm not sure what happens yet.
I dip you.
Oh, God.
Sorry, you're married.
You're married.
I was feeling young again.
Tix, you can hear all of this from inside of
him. There's a lizard or something.
Is that sound
down there?
No.
Oh my god, they're on your pocket, they're on your hip.
Luckily you were alone.
They're on your hip.
It was floating in air, guys.
Yeah, it's fine. Am I going to repeat that for a third time? Okay.
No, you're good.
There's a lizard or something down there. Oh my god.
Okay, I'll light Varrican.
That works.
I'm going to look down the hole with it.
You don't see anything.
Oh, there was something down there, I promise. I want to...
Echo!
You bitch.
It fades away into silence. You don't hear anything.
I'm gonna cream my ear just to see if I hear anything.
Roll my perception.
Okay.
I'm standing very, like, guarded on beside me.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20? Yeah, we'll take that. Very faintly on the edge of your hearing little bird ears go prick, prick.
Oh, wait, I'm bad at math.
Oh.
18.
18?
My bad. Yeah.
You got me excited.
I know. A part of me thought about, like, damn, he's excited. Maybe I'll just... But I'm like, I can't lie.
Well, I appreciate the honesty. And you know what? For your honesty here, have some inspo. But you hear a faint, like, susurration for a minute, almost as if someone was whispering, and then quickly a shh.
Yo, bitches, I heard you.
Oh!
Come out and play!
What are you doing? Oh my god.
That's not gonna be good.
I'm just gonna start chanting spooky, dookie, spooky.
Oh my god.
Dookie, I need to
get out of here.
While all of this is going on, and Rowan is taking their
exhaustion point, not if
their nap against it.
And don't have all my spell slots.
No, stay in the pouch.
If you guys get into a fight, I'm not gonna stay in the pouch.
Stay in the pouch. I won't unlock it.
Vice, what are you up to during all of this?
Hide, probably.
I would like to.
Because this is what you can see from the well where you are. Obviously, Shovel 14 is over there. He's holding the thing closed still.
Like freaking out.
Did you put a shovel there intentionally?
Yes, that's the mark where Shovel 14 is.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Yeah, everything here that you see in this image is what you can just naturally see. If you need to get closer, that's okay. Because there's a lot going on right now. And obviously, there's still more to investigate if you want.
Well, actually, I'd like to do a little bit of druid things. I'd actually like to kind of repopulate this land with some trees and some plants. It looks pretty barren. Has some growth happened.
Glancing around, like up on the cliffs, you do see there is some shrubbery around. There are some cactuses to the northeast right there. And one of those plants up there on the ridge over here, actually, looks to be carrying very similar berries to the Fiogamaru, the ones that we put on top of the weapons of the Arakakra that gave them their fiery sort of explosive power when they came in contact with water.
Well, I guess I may go pick some of them. Maybe spread some other seeds along the ridge line, just to pretty this place up, you know, make it more of a habitat. I would obviously try and harvest from the local plants, not try and make anything invasive.
In that case, then, if you're going to go try to harvest some plants, some stuff from them, I'm going to need a lovely nature check from you. So you're going to make your way down the path.
Just going to propagate
past the sort of glassy cliffs. And you're going to make your way actually up between these houses here to the road, and you're going to come up here to our lovely shrub with all of the berries on it. I need that the nature check.
22.
22? Woo! That's pretty good. So I'm going to take this d4 and this other d4.
And that's how much damage I take. Okay, great.
Going to get five of those berries.
Awesome.
And because we are visual learners, and I am prepared, this has the stats for the Fiogamaru berries. Here you go. Have a little handout.
If you ever want those laminated, let me know.
You know what? I think I would at some point. But
I have a personal letter.
Not right now. Yeah. I appreciate the thought, though. It's a good thought. As you were walking, Vice, you did pass what looks to be a small crane over here that's been sort of weighted down. And also what looks to be a faintly glowing lamp of sorts with a rather fresh-looking bottom next to it.
Oh.
This is what you walk past. Back inside of our house, how are you guys freaking out?
Oh, I am. Rowan, where are you? I am not okay.
I'm the green dot in the corner of the wall there.
You are.
I'm still chanting.
Next to a skull.
And I'm just like, what are you doing?
Friend.
Please stop. This is not good.
Yeah, that's Dormammu you're sitting next to.
Dormammu.
I've come to bargain.
How many of them are there? How many did you hear? I only saw one set of eyes.
Mondor. If anything comes up, I'm just gonna tiny hut over it. They'll be scaring out. And I'm just gonna tiny hut, and they'll go, be fine.
Okay.
Be fine.
All right, I feel a little
better. I'm not stupid.
Okay,
I have a plan.
I feel a little better about this. Okay.
Rowan's not here to make comments.
Rowan, you can clearly hear what they're saying through the
I'm also gonna light a torch with, you know, using Varrican and throw the torch down that hole.
Okay, so I'm gonna peek around there just see if I can see.
Father's like, no!
The torch tumbles about 5 feet down, hits the bottom, and then sort of rolls on a slant out of view. But from down below, you hear a sort of alarm, and you hear the scuttling of.
How far down is it?
5 feet.
Oh,
that's not that.
I'm gonna mage hand grab it and just be like, pull the torch back.
So the torch comes back up to you.
Yeah, I think they're scared of fire. I think I'm gonna hold Varrigan. I think we're good.
I don't know, man.
It's also only 5 feet.
There's something wrong with you.
That's not that deep, actually.
They also sound small, and again,
they do sound
easily intimidated.
Quite small. So okay. All right, I feel better. And is there anything else in the room to investigate?
That is all you have seen.
All right.
There is, however, a latch over on the back of this door.
Oh, for the door. Oh,
yeah,
I'm not worried.
The
about
door.
I'll unlatch and walk out the door.
The door opens up, and you walk out.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with these lizard shit. And I'm going to walk out.
I'm going to pick up the mirror and put it on top of the hole. But the mirror side facing down.
Your side facing down?
Yeah.
Pick them out a little bit. Okay.
Scare their own reflection. Oh, no, there's no light in there. I took the torch out. Damn it.
Oh, well. Do you want to throw the torch back in?
I kind of do.
Opens it up.
But I also, here's the thing. They seem like just small critters. I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah, they do seem kind of just like small little guys.
I love listening to your thought process of just...
And then you know what's actually there.
Yeah, right.
No, it's just very enjoyable for me because you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Oh, wait, no, I can't because there's no light. But I could do it. Oh, but I should have, like... It's very enjoyable for me because it's sort of like back and forth.
Yeah.
All right, Mondor leaves.
I'll leave too.
You both walk out, and you can see, you know, the desert is arrayed out. It looks a very clear, very calm day so far. There's a couple of those lizards that we encountered from before that shake their tails when they feel threatened. They are sort of scattered about sunbathing. They aren't making any noise. They seem very relaxed. The amulets that the Hashim gave you appear to be, you know, working just fine. No evil spirits have come to investigate you, see what you're doing.
I did too.
Yeah.
However, you both do notice as you walk out, there is a faintly purple glowing something or other down to the south of the door you just walked out of.
Oh.
I'm gonna go check
that. Dude, it's a whalebone.
Check that out. I don't want to go to the purple thing. Purple thing. I like purple.
You make your way down towards purple. The purple thing.
Yeah, I am. I like purple.
And you start to come to a pause here because there is very clearly a skeleton in chain armor with a metal face mask that looks, for some reason, it sort of like tingles the back of your brain, Rolik.
Oh.
Because this is a mask you must have seen somewhere before. As you are looking down at them, you can see
brain feels good.
There is a lantern.
One of the head scratchers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There is a lantern laying in front of this dead man in armor, a broken sword at his side. The lantern is surprisingly still lit. It is projecting a brilliant purple, almost blue glow directly at the wall right here. It is projecting this light directly at the wall right here. And as you sort of follow this cone of light, you can see there is what looks to be a very sort of charred skeleton in the path of this light, laying completely encompassed inside of it, and there is an image of what looks to be a screaming person that has been, like, burned onto the wall of...
So I'm going to do exactly what I did.
Take out a torch. Oh, no, Alan, you do your thing.
I'm going to do exactly what I did with the fruit, and I'm going to get my face, like, kind of, not in the light, but, like, kind of close to it, and be like, so it hurts people, and I want to see what's inside of it. I'm just putting my face close enough to see it, but
the
not...
The light pouring out of the front of the aperture is so brilliant and bright...
Can I go around the back?
That you can go around the back.
That was what I was trying to do.
Okay. The lantern does appear to have two handles, one on either side, with looks like almost like squeezable triggers. The hand of the skeleton is still holding onto one of those triggers, and it looks like it's depressed it. You tap the bone, the hand drops away. There's a... As, like, the shutters of the lantern snap close, the light disappears.
Okay.
Aww.
Hang on. We'll go back to it. Okay, I just wanted to see if that did anything. Okay. So can I see... I can't see inside of it at all.
There's no way to see inside of it.
Is it like kind of like a metallic shell?
It's made of metal, yeah. It's a metal shell. It's kind of boxy.
All right, so, Rulik, you got that torch?
Yeah.
I want to click the...
My trusty torch that I've had in every adventure.
I'm going to click the, I guess, the trigger.
It's, the like a squeezable handles.
Okay, so I'm going to very carefully squeeze the handles.
Okay. So I'm gonna pick this up. So it's, they're kind of like this. You like squeeze it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And you,
that made me so nervous.
It made me nervous too. I was like, I don't want to cut my hand. You squeeze the handle, and the sitters go snap open again. And now you were holding this lantern here. The cone projects out from it against the wall. It's a brilliant blue purple flame, and as you kind of put the torch into it,
yeah.
Nothing happens with the torch. The light actually looks like it's almost half shining through the wood.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'm gonna go to the fruit basket.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab like a plum or something. I'm just gonna toss the plum into the light.
You flick the plum into the light, and there's a and what looks to be a sort of shriveled plum lands there in the center of the light.
Dehydrated.
Okay. Oh!
I'm putting two and two together, listening as a player.
Can I use Mage Hand to catch it?
Yeah.
I'm going either time
you reach, as your Mage Hand hits the light,
organic.
It incinerates.
Oh! That just incinerated my Mage Hand.
Oh!
That's,
oh my god!
That's good to know. It's good to... Hey, what other experiments you want to do with this?
Oh my god! Okay, what do I have? I don't have anything to use it with. I don't think. What about the guy behind me? Is the guy behind me still kind of semi put together, or is he just bones?
He is bones in a rusted sort of suit of like chain armor. Yep. He's got a metal mask on with like sort of like a screeny face, and in his hand he's got a very weird looking broken sword with what looks to be like gears on it.
Well, I was gonna say before you obliterate this man potentially, okay. I want to investigate.
Oh yeah, true. I'm gonna take my hands off.
I specifically want to look at the sword. And the mask, and see if there's anything familiar about it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look at the mask first.
Okay.
As you could have walked over to this guy, are you trying to help him?
Yes.
Okay. Roll me a history check. Are you going to take the mask off of him?
I'll take it off with Mage Hand.
With Mage Hand.
Because
okay.
I'm cautious.
That's okay.
Understandable.
Go ahead and roll me with advantage really since you get the help.
More. History, you said?
History check, yes. Ooh, I don't know where that was.
All right, so the... first roll will be a 13.
A 13, okay.
We're gonna go with a 13.
A 13, we like that. You pick this mask up off
oh,
of
not
this,
into my game reception.
This
no.
dead guy. Unfortunately, the sort of like underside of it has like sort of fused with whatever organic material was underneath the mask. Mm. And so there's like a sort of squelchy noise, just like that seal's broken. And if you lift up the mask, you sort of get a shiver down your spine because you do recognize this for like this is a Adeptus Analectus mask, the sweeper assholes from Valuin, who are sort of their version of, we're going to call them the religious police. They are very anti-magician. From judging by like, you know, the gilding on this mask, the little like indentations where there might have been starstone crystals in it before, this looks like this was a very high-ranking individual, and judging also by the fact that, you know, they have this very powerful artifact here with them, they were probably here to... This appears to be a strictly like a anti-magic person.
I will fill Mondor in on all of that.
So it hurts magic.
And organic things, but yeah.
Well, I don't know if
I don't think the plum had magic.
Well, I don't know. He came from a magical being.
Oh, I guess I would have put the plum in my hand, by the way. The dried up one.
Yeah, it's just.
It's just gross. It's no good.
It's no good.
So, it's not even like a giant like crazin, basically, as a plum.
It looks like it has been...
I don't know, plum jerky.
As you are holding this plum relic, it begins to dissolve and just kind of like fades away in a sprinkling of powder.
Okay, so it hurts organic things and magic.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That would seem to be the case.
So it wouldn't hurt this guy.
I mean, let's try it.
Okay. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to turn around away from us.
Okay.
It might burn off what's left of his face.
That's cool with me.
Oh, wait, hold on. We forgot the sword.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going to pick up the sword.
All right. You reach down and you pick up the sword
and you die.
We can never put you two together because this is what happened. Oh, yeah, you pick up the sword.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
the sword. Huh? The sword is about a foot long where the blade has been snapped off. But that's not the weirdest thing about this blade. The weirdest part is that it looks like it has a large, like, hand trigger, and it almost a plus to the crossguard, where it looks like almost like a harmonica has been stuck through the crossguard of the sword.
I have a lot of health. Okay.
There are what looks to be several, like, blue balls, four of them, in, like, a line.
Blue balls?
Damn.
In the cross guard of the sword in that, like, harmonica-looking section.
Okay, so I'm going to point the front of it.
You point the sword at something?
Okay. Away from us.
All right, are you going to point it at, like, the dead guy?
I don't know. I guess I will. I'll point it at the dead guy. We'll
get more fruit.
Point at that. Get a fruit.
I'll get a pineapple.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I'm just going to say there's a... I don't care what you say. I say there's a pineapple.
There was. There were pineapples. All
right.
Put them... I'll put it, like, on, like, a... Is there, like, a half, wall. Like, a...
Those things right there are half walls. These are cool.
Put it on a half right next wall. To Rowan's head.
All right. Actually, yeah. We can put it up here and then the half
no,
wall.
No, we'll put it on the other one.
This one here.
Fucking dare.
No, we're not. All right, so pineapple.
Watch
pineapple there.
You two do it.
Rowan, we found a lamp.
I'm going to point the sword.
It obliterates magic and shit.
And you said there's, like, a trigger?
There's, like, a hand trigger, yeah.
All right, understood.
Activate that hand.
Have a good day.
All right, what is your strength?
18.
Okay. That's totally enough. You pull the hand trigger, and the sword bucks in your hand as a burst of blue light erupts from the harmonica-looking section and smashes into the pineapple, which explodes in a shower of chunks.
No! Wait, it bucked that hard. And that's a broken sword.
It's broken.
You gotta keep that.
I'm putting this in my bag.
You got a new weapon.
What's it called?
Add a broken Starstone Harmona sword to your inventory.
That's why I go get that fixed at Bluein.
You do.
I'm gonna quick just like, I'm like, okay, just be mindful of these. They can be corruptive. If it goes bad, again, I pull a Varrican. This go chop chop it, go bye bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that the stone that, like, Manpower uses?
Yes.
But where do they get it from?
But, I mean, Nevis uses them.
Yeah. All right, so what's
right,
the
Nevis? That'll be the ultimate thing when you kill...
Yeah, you're also here.
Broken sword.
Yes.
You kill Reacher using a star stone, just end his ass.
Yeah, yeah. Star... Broken...
Star stone Harmona sword. Like harmonica.
Yo, we can use the lantern to fucking obliterate anything Reacher throws at us.
If you
yes.
Wait, do you think we could blast through his magic barrier with it?
Oh,
probably.
Oh,
it's anti-magic.
Oh, true. Okay, so you want to take the lantern, and I'll take the.
I mean,
sword?
If you want to give me the lantern, I was gonna let you keep it.
Yeah, you can have the lantern.
Fuck yeah! I got a magic destroying lantern.
This lantern takes two hands to hold.
Fuck.
Okay, so do you want me to take it instead?
I don't care.
It is an action to at the start of your turn to decide whether it's like not an action. At the start of your turn, you decide whether it's on or off. From a mechanics perspective, this lantern has been out for quite some time.
Mm.
It is not up to par. It only has a set number of charges inside of it.
You gotta get that WD-40 on it.
You do not know how many charges the lantern has. We have already used one.
We gotta fuck around and find out.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yes. So just. Be aware, this is powerful. There's only a certain number of charges. You do not know how many.
And we don't know how to recharge it.
You do not.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was another Starstone kind of deal because of this guy seems to have a lot of Starstone-esque things on him.
Probably Starstone.
Rowan,
yeah.
What is this going on? I forget. You need to remind me here. Do you have any sort of magical perception skills? Because I think you kind of do.
Well, I mean, I have my normal perception. I have a divine sense.
Read to me what your divine sense does.
The presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor, and powerful good rings like heavenly music in your ears.
That's what I thought.
I don't like that. You needed to know that.
Rowan, as you are sitting there, you know, just kind of cleaning yourself off from the filth of your adventure, your nostrils flare at a faint breeze, and you look to the north, and you can see very faintly that there is a black little dot, and what looks to be a fluttering, almost like a white dot, flying before it, and they are sort of flying fast towards you. But you sort of snuff up like this sort of like stench of just like corruption of the mind that has sort of flowed over you.
It's okay. Guys.
Yeah?
Huh? Something's coming.
Oh.
And not in a good way.
Ah.
And I'll point towards where I see it coming from.
Well, this is a problem.